Back now with Day to Day. I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a moment, we'll hear what the critics have to say about Zodiac and the other movies hitting theaters this weekend.
But first, there's a new Fox sitcom debuting Sunday. It's starring a guy named Rob Corddry, who you might know as one of the correspondents on Comedy Central's The Daily Show. This was a bit that he did on The Daily Show called This Week in God.
Hello, and welcome to This Week in God. If there's anything recent events in the Middle East have shown us, it's that the children are the future of religious wars. So it's important for a faith to maintain its appeal. How do they capture young people, other than literally?
Rob Corddry's new show on Fox is called The Winner, but critic Andrew Wallenstein isn't quite ready to declare victory.
We can't blame Rob Corddry for leaving The Daily Show. It's been such a reliable launchpad for showbiz glory, counting Steve Carell and Stephen Colbert among its alumni. But Corddry proves The Daily Show pedigree is no guarantee for success with his atrocious new Fox sitcom, The Winner. Whatever sly charm he possessed on Comedy Central is nowhere to be found. In fact, you might want to avert your eyes rather than watch this sad exercise in career suicide. The sitcom is set in 1994, the year life starts turning around for lovable loser Glenn Abbott, who's played by Corddry. Abbott is an unemployed 32-year-old still living with his parents. His father, played by Lenny Clark, is none too happy about that.
Son, I'm worried about you. You're spending more and more time in your room every day.
I'm working on a book, Dad, you know that. An action-filled yarn with lots of heart.
Cut the crap. There's no book and there never has been.
If you're starting to feel a little deja vu, there's a reason for that. It's a ripoff of the sublimely inane Fox sitcom Get a Life, a cult classic from the early 1990s. In that show, Chris Elliott played a 30-something unemployed loser who still lives with his parents. Paradoxical as it sounds, it takes a certain kind of genius to play an idiot, and Corddry can't pull it off the way Elliott did. At least The Winner tries to be a little different. The show is centered around Glenn's seemingly unrequited fondness for his childhood crush, Allison. She has a young son, Josh, who becomes something of a protege to Glenn. They're a suitable match because they're equally pathetic. Here's Josh, played by Keir Gilchrist, bouncing potential pickup lines off Glenn to use on a crush of his own.
How about, are you new in town? And if not, from where do you originally hail, madam?
Not bad.
Whoa, I've got it. Do you know CPR? Because you just took my breath away.
The Winner was created by Seth MacFarlane and Ricky Blitt, producers of the hilarious animated comedy Family Guy. Like that show, The Winner is drenched in 1990s cultural references, but they come across really stale in a live-action setting. The Winner isn't just set in 1994, it feels like it was made in 1994, and has the overenthused canned laughter to prove it. I hope the paycheck Corddry receives for The Winner has a lot of zeros in it. He doesn't deserve it, but he'll need it because he probably won't be working for a while after The Winner gets canceled.
Yikes. Andrew Wallenstein is an editor with The Hollywood Reporter.